Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 15th February, 2026, Romans.
All right, as we come to part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we were in Romans 8:34, and we saw who is the one who condemns. Christ Jesus is the one who died, yes, rather the one who was raised, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is at the right hand of God the Father, the ascension and session of our Lord Jesus Christ, who also intercedes for us. The intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ for every believer as our defense attorney. And we got all of this from that verb entunkano. Entunkano is a special verb for the intercessory ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of every member of the royal family of God. And point eight, we had Christ as our high priest is our advocate. And then subpoint one, Satan makes accusation against believers. He either is observing you, or he has a whole army of fallen angels, demons, who are observing you and keeping track of all your failures, all your sins, and then Satan takes that to condemn you before Jesus Christ. So the principle is, why should we judge and condemn one another when Satan goes straight to God with our failures, and sometimes goes straight to God when we are the greatest believer on the face of the earth? Why should we condemn and judge one another when Satan, the ruler of this world, is doing that all the time? Now, and I want you to make sure you understand, he doesn't just attack those like in Zechariah chapter 3, we studied about Joshua the high priest, who was a reversionist and had all these failures. And Satan went before Jesus Christ and said, he has no reason, he should never be the high priest, and therefore there should be no temple. And he was attacking Joshua the high priest for all of his failures. And that happens. But Satan also attacks the greatest believers on the earth, winner believers. such as Job. And so let's take a look at that. We'll start out with the winner believers. Believers who are living today in the church age, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, growing up to spiritual maturity, have virtue love brought to completion in their heart, have great personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all mankind, occupation with Jesus Christ, and they're glorifying God to the maximum. And we have many people in this congregation, face-to-face and non-face-to-face, that are in that category. They're in that category, winner believers. And Satan goes before God and attacks the winner believers as well. Turn over to Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1, here we have the greatest believer on the face of the earth at this time. Name was Job, not Job. Job. And we'll start at verse 6. One day, the sons of God, B'neha Elohim is the word there, and B'neha Elohim is a special phrase referring to angels. One day, the B'neha Elohim, the sons of God, angels, came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came with them. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Now, the Lord knows where he's come from, but he just is going to allow Satan to demonstrate how arrogant he is. So the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? And Satan answered the Lord, from roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it, which is his way of saying, I'm the ruler of planet Earth. And he is. Right now, he is the ruler of planet Earth. I'm the ruler of planet Earth. And then the Lord said to Satan, well, since you're the ruler of planet Earth, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. Greatest believer on the earth at this time. He is blameless. He is upright. That means he's a grace righteous believer. He's a spiritually mature believer. A man who fears God. That's occupation with Jesus Christ. And he hates evil. Verse 9. Satan says, does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flock... And he is. He's receiving... Job's receiving greater grace blessings. The best of the best of blessings. That's what we have here. And every winner believer receives greater grace blessing package. You have blessed the work of his hands. Greater grace blessings. So that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But, stretch out your hand and strike everything he has. Undeserved suffering for blessing. And he will surely curse you to your face. So, verse 12, the Lord said to Satan, very well then. Everything he has, all this prosperity. And Job had great prosperity. Great, fantastic blessing. Everything he has, his greater grace blessings, is in your hands. But on the man himself did not lay a finger. And then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. And he attacked Job. And all of the, there are four attacks on Job. And all of this is undeserved suffering for blessing for the winner believer. Undeserved suffering for blessing for the winner believer. First of all, one day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and carried them off. They didn't put them on their shoulders and carry them off, but they carried them off. They stole them. I didn't. Well, I thought you'd... Well, never mind. They put the servants to the sword. They killed them all. And I am the only one who escaped to tell you. That was the first attack. Undeserved suffering for blessing. Attack number two. Where's it coming from? Satan. And while he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. Second attack from Satan, undeserved suffering for blessing. Third attack. While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, the Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. Category three, attack number three of undeserved suffering for blessing. Attack number four. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they are all dead. And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. This is all undeserved suffering for the greatest believer on the face of the earth. The opportunity of glorifying God in times of suffering as well as in times of prosperity. At this, Job got up and tore his robe. He shaved his head. And then he fell to the ground in worship. He's worshiping the living and true God. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. There's life and there's death. The Lord gave all these wonderful blessings, and the Lord takes away. May the name of the Lord be praised. He honored and glorified God through all of this. In all of this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. So Satan not only makes accusations against loser believers like Joshua the high priest and Zechariah, but also against winner believers, even the greatest believers on the earth like Job. And when it's winner believers, many times the undeserved suffering that a winner believer received is a part of the angelic conflict and is produced by Satan himself. And it's a great opportunity for you as winner believers to glorify God in times of suffering as well as in times of prosperity. And I have seen that in this congregation, face-to-face and non-face-to-face congregation all over the country. And God gets the honor and the glory. Now, that's Job's attack, or Satan's attack on the winner believers. He also attacks the loser believers, and we saw that in Zechariah 3. Turn over to Zechariah 3. Zechariah 3. Zechariah 3, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. That's the Lord Jesus Christ in theophany. And Satan standing at his right side. Why? To accuse him. And Joshua the high priest is a reversionist. Living in Satan's cosmic system, he's making bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. He's a loser. And so standing at his right side to accuse him is Satan. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? So here's Satan's attack on one of the worst believers, and Satan was trying to prevent the, what he was saying, no sense in building the temple because you have no high priest. This guy isn't qualified to be the high priest, so don't build the temple at all. And then turn over to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 9. The great dragon, and that's Satan, was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who deceives the entire world. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. And then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. So, subpoint two. Whenever Satan accuses us, Christ is our defense attorney. Whenever Satan accuses us, Christ is our defense attorney. Turn over to 1 Peter 2:24. Whenever Satan accuses us, Christ is our defense attorney. And the basis of our Lord's defense is the fact that all our personal sins, all the personal sins of the entire world were poured out on him and judged in him on the cross. So the basis of our Lord's defense is our defense attorney, whenever Satan accuses us, is the fact that all personal sins were poured out on Christ and judged on the cross. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. And he himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wound, his salvation work on the cross, you were healed. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Second Corinthians 5, verse 21. Second Corinthians 5, 21. He, God the Father, made him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, he was impeccable, sinless perfection, to be sin on our behalf. God the Father gathered up the sins of the whole world, poured them out on Christ, and judged them in him, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, in union with Christ. And then turn over to 1 John 2. 1 John 2. 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. First John 2, verse 1, my little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate, a defense attorney with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. We have an advocate, a defense attorney, and that's what we have here in our passage, Romans 8:34, who is at the right hand of God the Father, who also intercedes for us as our defense attorney. All right. Well, we're just getting started, but this is, I don't know about you, this is the best of the best. How awesome, how great is this? And the ruler of this world right now is Satan. He is the ruler of planet Earth right now. That's going to, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, the Lord Jesus Christ will be the ruler and here, and then the new heavens and new earth for all eternity. But all believers, I don't care if you're a winner believer or a loser believer, all believers will be accused and attacked by Satan. But we have an advocate, a defense attorney, Jesus Christ. He is praying for us. He's praying for you, every one of you. This fantastic intercessory ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of each one of us. And for the winner believers, you go through undeserved suffering for blessing is intense. It's intense. It's a part of the greater grace blessing package. But the greatest of all of those is when you are qualified to wear the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. Some are, some are not. If you are qualified to wear that mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing, what a privilege and what an honor for you to glorify God in times of suffering like Job, as well as in times of prosperity. And so I've seen that so many times in this congregation, both face-to-face and non-face-to-face, and it's absolutely fantastic. And here's the great passage that covers that. Well, we'll take it up at this point next Sunday. We get back on the very short dispensation this next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then we get back on the old dispensation. Father, we thank You, sir, for Your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.